Talmud, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3613. Baruch Hashem, dated the 6th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Harav HaChosid, the Rebbe's aggressing the titles, Moireinu Mordechai Tzvi Sheyichya Greenwald. Shalom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe says, after the long silence, it's the Rebbe's way of telling people to be in touch more often. So after this long silence, in the end, your letter dated the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz has been received. And thank God that everything in your home is peace, and let it be the will of Hashem, a prayer, that this, they should add also in this, everything should be in a great, in a lot, as explained, everything in the end of Esther Rabbah. Not sure what the Rebbe is referring to when he's talking about peace in his home, exactly. I don't remember, we had a letter to him before, but it wasn't about anything that I can realize that was peace in the house, but Rebbe blesses him that the peace should increase, should be a lot of it, as brought down all this in the Esther Rabbah. Now, the Rebbe says, he's writing to Rebbe about a bachur. Now, again, this is looks like a situation which we struggle many times. You have sometimes a student who is harmful to the class, and you are, you know, sort of in a dilemma. You don't want to exclude that student, but you don't want him to ruin it for everybody else. So what do? So the Rebbe writes like this. This that you write about this young man. So the Rebbe says it's obvious and it's very simple. 2 points. First of all, the damage that comes to the many overrides the benefit of individuals. So we can't, just because we want to save this individual, we can't, however, endanger the many. So the danger of the many overrides the benefit of the individual. And therefore, the Rebbe says, if there is a basis that this young man being there with, together with the others, would cause damage to them, it's impossible for us to endanger them. So if he is endangering them, then we cannot let him, we cannot let this happen. That's number one. But number two, we know our sages say, even if you save one soul of Israel, one Jewish soul, and for sure this young man is included in that one Jewish soul. So the Rebbe says you have to search after search, find ways how to get through to that young man and to place him in the corner of light. The Rebbe says, as you describe the condition of the above in your letter, it appears that there may be also something of a sickness. What does it mean? The Rebbe says, what I mean is that his tendencies, his negative tendencies, at least some of them, can be corrected by medical attention, by medical treatment, some of the issues that he has. And the Rebbe says you should consult a specialist in this area. And maybe the Rebbe says, to begin with, without telling the young man first consult with a specialist in the area to find out what could be done, and only afterwards, based on the directions of the doctors, to meet together with that student. So the Rebbe basically says you can't hold on to him if it's going to hurt the other students, but on the other hand, don't give up on him, and you have to do whatever you can, so find ways. And the Rebbe says also it seems like some of his issues may be fixed through medical intervention. So the Rebbe says maybe talk to a specialist in this area, and maybe he can tell you what could be done, and then first speak with him, and then you go ahead and you speak with the student. The Rebbe says, sure, also, I don't need to encourage you. What I've already written to the institution's education in which I have influence, that in time you need to prepare called Seidel HaDerech, that means work and stuff for the students for the vacation, so that in the vacation they have some material to learn, to study, to review. And the Rebbe says it would be best to organize it, not to interrupt the connection with them totally for these weeks. So while it's vacation, but don't just totally keep up somehow the connection. The Rebbe says, on the contrary, during the vacation days, the time vacation, you're also vacation, you don't have to learn, and they're not learning the general studies, the secular studies. So that's an opportunity, so relatively speaking, to impact more with holy matters. And the Rebbe says you see vividly that sometimes the words and topics that are spoken sort of by the way, no, not in a formal classroom setting, but just, you know, not in a class, but something where you're just schmoozing or you're going for a walk, sometimes they are absorbed and they're accepted better and easier. It's not a formal, you're not learning now, and you just a schmooze, and then you sometimes could have even more success in disseminating the ideas of Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe suggests, and the Rebbe says, Bibracha, with a blessing. So the Rebbe suggests, first of all, to prepare for the summer months or for the vacation, so that the students don't lose an entire connection, keep connected to the students. The Rebbe says that, you know, sometimes if it's not a formal setting of a classroom setting, you can have even more influence by, you know, like sort of on a walk, or and you can discuss. So therefore, the Rebbe says we have to consider the benefit of the many. So if this student is causing damage to the rest, so of course we have to go by the many, and we can't allow this, but don't give up on him. And Rebbe says that keep the connection with all the students to the during the vacation week. You know, a lot of times if you first of all for that itself, but if you totally stop the, then it's almost, you have to start like fresh anew. So just keep the flame going. This was the Rebbe's suggestion.